As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Four hours after our scheduled start time, we're going to have some baseball from Jackson Field and Michigan State Capitol. Hello and welcome in on Big Lug's birthday. Jesse Gobrick-Strasser here with Nate Miller and Adam Jackson. The Lansing Lugnuts at the West Michigan Whitecaps scheduled for a doubleheader. Nate, how about this? Let's play some ball here.
Yeah, I mean, we've certainly had a day, haven't we? There's been a lot of, you'll call it question marks when it came to whether or not we'd be able to play this game today. But luckily, here we are currently at 447, looking like we're going to get some baseball in.
Turn those question marks into exclamation points. Different starting pitchers than we were expecting. Yesterday, the starters got hot. And then yesterday, we had unplayable field conditions. It's going to be Max Alba who goes game one for West Michigan. We expect the right-hander Tanner Kolup in game two. For the Lugnuts, yesterday's starter, Jake Garland, is scheduled now to start game two. It's Mitch Myers for the opener. But here's the key today. West Michigan won the first two games of the series. They won them, frankly, in routes. The Lugnuts then won the next two. And we've got two games here today to determine series split or will one of these two teams win this series.
Yeah, it's a very crucial doubleheader, especially for West Michigan when you look at how close they are to the top of the division in that Midwest East playoff race. There are two very important games being played here at Jackson Field today, so it was a good thing we were able to get them in.
Yeah, entering play today, West Michigan two games back of the Dayton Dragons for first place in the East. Just to bear you out and how everything is, looking around the Midwest League out-of-town scoreboard right now, well, the Dayton Dragons already victorious earlier today over Fort Wayne, so now West Michigan 2.5 games back. Dragons win their fifth consecutive game at Parkview Field over the Tin Caps. They won 5 out of 6 on the road. So for the Whitecaps, you need these games. For the Lugnuts, though, the Nuts have been playing better and better baseball.
Oh, the Nuts have been playing fantastically these last two games. The offense had been lost for a little while there, and it has recently been found. You can accredit much of that to our cleanup hitter, Will Simpson, who has just been on a tear recently. Nate Nankill as well, who can't seem to stop getting base hits. It just, our middle of the order right now is scorching hot.
You made some bold predictions yesterday, and I want to know if you hold to them today. For example, you expected Will Simpson to drive in at least 4 runs. Are you still feeling that?
I'm still feeling that. Definitely over the course of 2 games today, I think he gets 4 RBIs. So we can maybe find a little loophole in that prediction here. But no, I'll stay strong. For game one, little 4 ribbies from Will Simpson. Maybe it's a first inning grand slam. You never know, Jesse.
You also said that you expected Jared Dickey to hit his 10th home run of the year. How you feeling?
I still feel great about that. I mean, Jared Dickey, as you said yesterday, he set a benchmark for himself, 10 home runs this season. He's sitting at 9 as fewer and fewer games remain in this schedule. And he's facing a right-handed pitcher today to start off the game in Max Alba. Has 8 of his 9 home runs against right-handed pitching this year. So I'd like to see him put one out over that right field wall today.
For the Whitecaps, a key difference between last night's lineup and today's lineup, Tyron Lorenzo is back in that starting 9. What do you expect from the Whitecaps offense?
I expect them to put up runs just as they've done all season. even when the Lugnuts have been able to put up 13 runs as they did a couple games ago, the West Michigan offense was still there putting up eight. And a lot of the times when you put up eight runs in a game, you expect to win. So Lansing's offense is going to have to continue to produce runs at a high level in order to compete with these Whitecaps.
The rehabber, Mason Englert, who earlier this year had time in the major leagues, is currently working his way back up to Toledo, and then he hopes to the Detroit Tigers. We expect him to follow Alba on the mound. For the Lugnuts, what are your thoughts about the right-hander, Mitch Myers, who starts here in Game 1?
Well, as we saw for the first game of this series, Mitch Myers, he had a little bit of a rough go of it. 11 hits surrendered and 5 runs over 6 innings pitched. But I like Mitch to bounce back today.
Right.
It was a rare, very poor start for Mitch, and I think he's able to shake that off, especially with all the time they've had just around the ballpark today. Get their heads on straight, and I expect Mitch to come out firing on all cylinders.
I mean, all that time at the ballpark is legit. There was a lot of time waiting yesterday, and then no baseball. And then today, 4-hour delay is a sizable delay bidding into playing. Let's play some baseball, but it's true. There's been a lot of sitting around.
Yeah, it's been something I've never necessarily seen before. Definitely haven't experienced anything quite like this until today. But at the end of the day, you know what they say, good things come to those who wait, and those good things today are a couple of 7-inning baseball games.
Darn right. Well, when we return, Adam Jackson will go through the starting lineups. This is the pregame show for Game 1. Lugnuts and the Whitecaps from Jackson Field.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Yo, what's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence St. John Health Centers to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Time to go through the starting lineups for Game 1, and for that, here's Adam.
Well, speaking of A's baseball, didn't expect them to be 4 innings deep into their game today. Already they are scoreless in the final battle for the Battle of the Bay Bridge with the Giants, but here we are just about ready for 2, hopefully, between the Lugnuts and Whitecaps to wrap up this 6-game set. So, let's look at this starting lineup. First for West Michigan, coming in 26-19. 57-54. Max Clark leads off, the number one prospect and left-hander in center field. Max Anderson, the other Max, is batting second, and he is playing second, and he also wears number 22. Tyrone Lorenzo, the DH, and the switch hitter that just transferred in from the Dodgers bats third. Batting cleanup, Roberto Campos. He is in right field. At third base, hitting fifth, is Isaac Pacheco. Luke Gould swings sixth at first base. John Peck, welcome to the Midwest League as he makes his debut today, batting seventh at shortstop. Bennett Lee is catching, hitting eighth. And Seth Stevenson, the left fielder, rounds out the 9 for West Michigan. Clark, Anderson, Lorenzo, Campos, Pacheco, Gold, Peck, Lee, Stevenson. And the man on the mound is Max Alba, the right-hander, who will support the 9 that go out there to face the Lugnuts today. Jesse, what do you think of this lineup for West Michigan? Who are you looking at as potential dangers for the Lugnuts pitching staff today?
This has been a marvelous series for West Michigan's offense. Max Clark has been great. Tyrone Lorenzo has been superb, spectacular, and to the point where they just stopped giving him pitches to hit, and they decided it's better to walk him than to give him a chance to barrel up the baseball. The Whitecaps have scored 9 runs, 11 runs, 5 runs, and 8 runs in these 4 games, albeit they're 2-2. So I look at this offense again, and I say, can Mitch Myers quiet them? You and I know, in a 7-inning game and a doubleheader, whoever scores first, whoever jumps out early, has a massive advantage.
Well, we will see. That's a good point, though. Yeah, early teams, early runs in this series, they have certainly been pivotal. For Lansing, trying to get those early runs, they come in 21-25, 53-58. The lineup looks like this. Johnny Butler leading off, the lefty in left field. Ryan Lasko swings second in center field. Jared Dickey hits third as the DH. The first baseman and cleanup hitter is Will Simpson. Nate Nankiel swings fifth in right field. TJ Schofield Sam bats sixth and plays second. Luke Mann hits seventh at third base. Cole Count is catching, hitting eighth. And to round out the nine at shortstop, it's Saheed Valenzuela. The Nuts with Butler, Lasko, Dickey, Simpson, Nankiel, Schofield, Sam, Mann, Khan, Valenzuela. And if you're going, wait a second, is that... Yes, it is not Groundhog Day. That is the exact same starting nine that we did, in fact, read off to you yesterday before, well, you know, baseball was halted and delayed, postponed, and then we have a doubleheader today. So there is your nine for the Lugnuts with Mitch Myers now getting the ball. The righty, Jesse, what do you think of the Lugnuts and their opportunities to potentially get those early runs and win their third straight?
I think it's a team that collected 30 hits in each of their last two games. Combine those games, 30 hits. And that's everybody. 1 through 9, they've all been hitting. But I look at the matchup. Max Alba is getting the start today, a spot start. It's his third spot start of the year for the Whitecaps. 50 strikeouts and only 6 walks. The league batting .201 against him. He's got a great carry fastball. He's 6 feet 5 inches tall. He's throwing it over the top. He's delivering with the great extension. Alba's been effective. And then you take on Mason Englert with the big league experience. This could be a difficult pitching tandem to face for this Lansing offense. And so who's going to step forward? Who's going to get things going? I look right at the middle of the order. I look at Ryan Lasko, who's been terrific, Jared Dickey, Will Simpson, and Nate Nankiel, 9 for 17 in this series.
Some good performances, and Nankiel has certainly stepped up. Will we get an offensive slugfest again for the first game? Will we get both games in? We certainly hope so. We were slated to start at 1:05. It is just a touch in front of 5 o'clock, and we will find out what happens. My favorite thing, Jesse, all 3 Maxes on the Whitecaps roster are playing in this first game. So which Max will play to the maximum? Max Alba, a right-handed pitcher, or the first two in the order, Max Clark or Max Anderson?
I mean, we've hit maximum Maxes. We can go no further with our Maxes. It gets you a little mad with all the Maxes. I do think that those are your keys, though. How Max Alba performs on one side will dictate things. And then Max Clark as the igniter, Max Anderson as the powerhouse, they're right in the center of things.
And then on the other side, I think we should definitely give our props to the fans that have stuck this out. I mean, they got here early this morning with everything going on around the ballpark. You've got the bounce house. You've got Big Lug's birthday. You've got the ability to grab one of those plastic blow-up hammers that a couple of fans have. You can get the hats, the balloon hats. I mean, there's a ton to do for kids on a Capital City Market Kids Day. They've been waiting now 4-plus hours, some up to 5 or 6 hours for baseball, and there are still fans, families that are in the crowd ready for baseball.
Let's have some baseball, shall we?
Let's indeed do it. The Lugnuts have poured out of the first base dugout, and the Whitecaps out of the third base dugout. Lugnuts in the alternate blacks, West Michigan in the alternate blues. And here is your national anthem to get us started. And with that, we're ready for baseball. So let's play two. West Michigan, 26-19, 57-54 against Lansing, 21-25, 53-58. Game 112, and we will play game 113 of 132. It has rained. It has stopped raining. It has started raining. It has stopped raining. It has started raining. But currently, right now, it is stopped. And we are ready. 2 7-inning games on the docket on a 70-degree Sunday early evening. Let's play ball, and with the call, here he is, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jaxa, let me do some introductions. In the outfield, Johnny Butler in left, Ryan Lasker in center, Nate Nankiel in right. Around the infield, Luke Mann is at third, Zahid Valenzuela at shortstop. T.J. Schofield-Sam plays second, out in first, Will Simpson. The catcher, Cole Kahn, the man on the mound. Out of hit, it's okay. Mitch Myers. He'll take on Clark, Anderson, Liranzo. Cinemax is about to start. Jabril Jeter Abdullah is our home plate umpire. Our bases umpire is Justin Hopkins. Adam, I asked Nate earlier, let me ask you, he's from Mitch, but first, before you tell me, down to the field, big words about to be shared. All right, Adam, let's talk about Mitch Myers. Second appearance in the series against these West Michigan Whitecaps. In the first one, he did go six innings. But on the other hand, they hung 11 hits and 5 runs against him. What do you want to see?
Yeah, I don't know. He's got to find a little bit different approach today. Try and keep them off balance. But it really starts with commanding your pitches. Those fastballs he's got with the slider curve and the changeup, he's got to be able to command a few of those to keep them off balance, but go right at them. Don't be scared because of what they did earlier this week. Got to do what you got to do and see if you can quiet them down.
The head groundskeeper is Joe Troutner. He and his crew have prepared this field for baseball. It's 5:03, first pitch, and it's taken for a called strike. We are underway. Max Clark batting left against Mitch Myers. The offering. A ground ball rolled over, foul right side, strike two. Delay of 3 hours and 58 minutes. That is the longest delay I think that the Lansing Lugnuts have had since I arrived with Lansing back in 2009. I cannot remember a longer delay.
Well, that also then is the longest delay since I arrived in Lansing in 2019.
Here's the 0-2. A bouncing ball, right side. Simpson comes over. Difficult hop. Knocks it down. Bare hands. And over the first, too late. Max Clark is on. Official score rules. Error, Will Simpson.
Yeah, that's a mistake there by Will Simpson. I think he just got a little too eager. Let that thing come to you. He had time. Mitch Myers was getting to the bag. I think he was hoping, I want to be able to play this and go and tag the bag myself. But a little different cue spin on it. Fortunate break for Max Clark.
Here's Max Anderson. Max to Max. Clark at first, wide lead. Righty, righty. Fastball high, ball one. At 92 miles an hour. Anderson comes in hitting 260. 10 home runs this year. 10th home run came earlier in this series. Nobody out, no score. Ball one offering. Fouled off into the screen. Anderson in the series hitting 333. He has scored 5 runs through 5 games. 6 hits, a couple of walks. One of the top prospects in the whole Tigers